Robin Arbiter is a longtime resident of the Learman neighborhood, a low-income area near the corner of Washington and Learman streets. She's an at-home activist and artist, and this summer helped launch a community garden. Arbiter says the neighborhood, noted in the media for crime and dilapidated housing, is a good-hearted one.
The fact is, I've seen greater and more generosity in this neighborhood than in almost any place I've lived. I mean, people see what's happening, and they will be there for you if they can be.
Most of the residents are much like Arbiter, low income or extremely low income. And the economy these days has not made living on less than $1,000 a month any easier. Arbiter receives federal Social Security disability benefits and then receives assistance for food and housing.
And people cobble an economic blanket together made of what their income is and what the benefits and what benefits they can receive. But the cost of living increases to Social Security are tied to the price of gas. And there are other things that go up in cost that are not necessarily affected by gas.
Food prices have risen, and the cost impacts lower-income residents as they aim to balance food and energy bills. The unemployment rate has pushed more families to seek help. Darlene Kleppel of the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission says that 10% of the clients the agency serves are new. The agency provides assistance with power bills, weatherization programs, and senior services, in total administering about 40 grants a year.
Other things are suffering because the total family budget can only accommodate so many things. And so when housing becomes a big issue, but then once housing is dealt with, then perhaps medication or perhaps childcare or perhaps something else, but transportation might become issues because there's only so much money to go around.
Other agencies are seeing an increase in requests for help as well. Carol Elliott, supervisor of Cunningham Township, says that their programs do not typically see an impact from economic recessions until much later.
That's probably because the people that are working and then laid off are able to get unemployment benefits. And then when those finally run out is when we see an increase in benefits, or more of an increase in a request for benefits when they've exhausted all of the unemployment.
The township offers general assistance for those who cannot get help anywhere else, and the amounts are limited to an average of $243 a month. The township will also pay for prescriptions. Arbiter says that what is worrisome now is the threat of homelessness for many of her neighbors and those who are locked into what she calls the bubble of poverty. Down the street from Arbiter's apartment is a large privately owned complex that served low-income families. Yet the property is now foreclosed and faces demolition. All of the residents there had to find another place to live.
All it takes is someone higher up the food chain than you, like these owners of these apartment complexes, to go bankrupt. Or, you know, and then you have 94 empty units over there now. Where'd those families go?
Like Arbiter, many social service providers believe that changes are needed in the way assistance is given to better help families gain financial stability. For Illinois Public Media, I'm Pam Dempsey of CU Citizen Access.